The people of Mecca listened to these new words, calling them to bow to Allah and to enter the religion of loving submission, Islam. But soon they became sharply divided. Many began to reject the glaring truth. After years of knowing him as the most kind and pious among them, they started insulting him and ridiculing him, and even calling him insane. Yet with all this abuse hurled upon him, he would never speak a bad word in return. He used to say, "He who believes in Allah and the Last Day should be good to his guest. He who believes in Allah and the Last Day should honor his neighbor. And he who believes in Allah and the Last Day will be silent." Nothing would deter him. He continued patiently inviting his townsfolk to what was the first basic pillar of Islam, to bear witness that there was no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that he, Muhammad, was the messenger of Allah.
Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, the beneficent, the merciful, master of the day of judgment. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Show us the straight path, the path of those whom you have favored, not those who earn your anger, nor those who go astray.
One day, the Prophet ﷺ climbed to the top of Safa, a small hillock close to the sacred Kaaba, and called out to his kinsmen, the people of Quraysh. As they gathered around him, they asked him, what was the matter? Muhammad ﷺ answered, "Tell me, O men of Mecca, if I were to inform you that I see an army on the other side of this hill, would you believe me?" "Indeed," they all answered, "for we trust you and we know that you never tell a lie." Then Muhammad said, "Know that I am a warner and that I warn you of a severe punishment. God has commanded me to warn you, my nearest kin, that I can guarantee you no good on earth or in the heavens." The crowd, on hearing this, became dumbstruck. As they stood silent and still under the heat of the sun, Abu Lahab, the Prophet's uncle, finally burst out, "May you perish!" They all turned their backs and dispersed, leaving Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing alone. The people of Mecca listened to these new words, calling them to bow to Allah and to enter the religion of loving submission, Islam. But soon they became sharply divided. Many began to reject the glaring truth. After years of knowing him as the most kind and pious among them, they started insulting him and ridiculing him, and even calling him insane. Yet with all this abuse hurled upon him, he would never speak a bad word in return. He used to say, "He who believes in Allah and the Last Day should be good to his guest. He who believes in Allah and the Last Day should honor his neighbor. And he who believes in Allah and the Last Day should say what is good or be silent." Nothing would deter him. He continued patiently inviting his townsfolk to what was the first basic pillar of Islam, to bear witness that there was no God worthy of worship but Allah, the messenger of Allah.